about 2 minutes after 3 o'clock p.m. We have two topics of discussion today. One is delegation of powers, committee report by Commissioners Sweeney and Appleton, specifically concerning our district superintendent. And the second is the proposed amended draft of the San Juan County PhD number 1 bylaws. Mark, in the absence of Dr. Appleton, can you start with the Powers Committee report?
I can.
Thank you, sir.
Shall I?
Absolutely.
So, the agenda should read the job description and delegations of power. So it's an integrated document. The two are related, and we blended those intentionally because of the interlaced aspects of both the job and the powers. So we have the work product of PAM, and it's for our review, in fact. And we're awaiting the work product of Chief Jerry Martin, and he's been on vacation, as we know, and he's the work is still in progress, I guess we can say. We're going to just have to wait, and we don't need to amplify, do we?
No, it's just not here.
So it's going to wait until the June meeting before we have that in hand, his job description and delegation of power document. So we're going to need to wait till June anyway. So I suggest that we can review it today, review PAM's, and get that out of the way, and then have it on the June agenda to review prior to the meeting and then vote upon Jerry's job description and delegation of powers. We get those two taken care of in June. Also, as you know, the bylaws today that we'll be reviewing we're not able to vote on at this session, so we're going to have to kick that off down the road to June anyway. So we'll have those three documents to consider at the next meeting, because Pam's document, Jerry's document, and then the bylaws, which we can consider today. I suggest we start by looking at Pam's document. It's the short one, too, and it should go fairly quickly. So I presume everybody's read it already. And I guess the thing to do would be ask if there's any questions, any comments, or...
Well, I actually had the older version that I didn't realize it was a newer version. So Pam gave me the newer version today. I had, I don't know, say a dozen changes, but they're all what are known as Scrivener changes. So periods and capitalizations and
those
kinds of things. If it's, what I can do is try to figure out if it's the same. So, page 1, third paragraph, starting nothing in this document, there needs to be a period after that sentence.
But you don't have the same copy that we do?
Yes, I do. I'm preparing that as
okay.
I just didn't put them on the new one because I didn't know there was a new updated one.
So, as we go along, Nathan, it looks like you're all ginned up and ready to go to revise the document as we proceed.
Yeah, I just will enter in your changes as you go.
Great. Okay.
So I just put in her period.
Okay.
And then, might as well practice. Okay. And then under the Section 1 job description, we talked the last time about the fact that it's called the superintendent job description and delegated powers, but it says a superintendent and then in parentheses administrator. It's the only place where it does that, so should we just call it the superintendent?
Pam, what are your thoughts?
Sign me.
Strike administrator.
Okay, I'll remove that.
Has he been working?
Everybody's talking math and ethics anyway.
And the duties.
So page
2. This is where some of it is the statute. Some of it got changed.
Yeah, that was Apple's emendation.
Yeah, and I didn't catch all those. Under financial, C.
Period.
Period.
Financial C, please.
Got it.
What? Under the number two, financial C, it says supervise, though with assistance. Should it just say supervise with assistance?
Supervise.
Okay, supervise, strike the word though.
Stricken.
Is that supposed to be through?
No, because then it would say through with assistance.
No, I just wondered what they were trying to say.
So delete the comma and the word though.
Yeah, the comma and the word though. And a, I think, and a period at the end of the paragraph C, at the issue of supplies, period. And then in, this is divided over somewhere right here. I think it's changed. Okay, still financial F. It says, page 3, the top of page 3, provide oversight of any federal or state grants so that the district may become a party. It should probably say in which the district may become a party. Because otherwise it should say in, that the district may become a party in or something. It's just a dangling participle now.
Right. So in which the district may become a party.
Yeah.
That's what it says. May
says,
become a party.
What, yeah, it says said. That the district may become a party as that, opposed to which. In which the district or...
So get rid of that.
Well, that's what mine says. Provide oversight of any federal or state grants that the district may become a party.
You're removing that, putting in which.
In which. It's a grant in which.
If you leave in that, then you'd have to end with a preposition in a sentence, which is generally considered bad form. You'd have to put two at the end, at party two.
Okay. Some of them were paragraphs, which have been fixed. Page 3, under number 3, executive, D, it says, perfect and submit to the board, blah, blah, blah. For the personnel concerned with the operations of a hospital and or other facility of the district. And then it says, and that strategic framework plan should be periodically reviewed. So is that, so basically it says perfect and submit to the board for approval a strategic framework plan of organization. I guess I didn't quite understand that. For the personnel and that strategic framework plan should be periodically reviewed.
That should be two sentences.
Yeah.
Or it should just say, or the facility of the district to be periodically reviewed. Because you're submitting a strategic framework to be periodically reviewed. So
I can do two sentences or just strike that second repetitive section.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
I don't care. Does anybody have a preference?
No.
Make it one.
Okay. So, and or other facility of the district and be periodically reviewed?
To be
periodically reviewed. Okay.
Okay. Same area, I have a question here. So the superintendent will represent the district at community meetings. Should it say as directed by the board?
In the RCWs, it gives me power, that power, that explicit power to go
there. Let's pause for a moment and catch up. We're going over Pam's job description and delegation power, and we are on page 3.
Sorry I'm late, but I'm going to blame Susie's mopeds and 3 deer.
<You stop
mopeds. laughs> And 3 yellow lines all over the place.
Okay.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, sir.
We're on page 3 of Pam's
Should we let him turn to page 3 first? Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
He's got to memorize.
So. He does.
Go for it.
Okay, number 4, record still on page 3. A, it needs a period instead of a comma, I guess. after district board at the end of the A.
Period?
Yeah.
Okay.
And F on page 4, it's a, just a format.
Got it.
Period.
We amend under 3 executive I, it says community meetings, but Pam goes to so many other meetings that represents us in other capacities. Does that need to be documented?
Or wouldn't they all be, I don't know, would they all be
considered
communities?
Would they all be considered,
communities if they're outside of the island? Okay.
Yeah. Was there another issue, Rebecca, that you raised before we were at the about meetings and delegated individuals?
Oh, I had just said, you know, I just asked about whether she represent them at, as directed by the board, but she made a comment that RCW says that she has the power to do that.
Okay.
So
that's letter
so,
I.
Yeah, that was letter I.
Okay.
And I think the only other thing I had was already changed. On page 5, the exhibit, $8,000 per year was added in per year for 5, which was an emergency definition.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm lost. Is it on
nothing.
Purchase of equipment?
Back. Wait, retract. Those words go back in my mouth.
Not really.
Everything. That's all I have.
Okay. What about the numbers? These were, yeah, thank you, Rebecca. Are these numbers that are plugged in Exhibit A here, are these values appropriate? Everyone's content with these?
Yeah, it's not for the difficult area to do.
Yeah.
We thought about dropping this whole graph, this whole thing, but then, why should we drop it if I think it should be discussed?
So, Pam, was your thought as well to drop this chart?
No, we went back and forth.
I see.
Yeah. Everyone thought.
So the value of it is not just for the sake of Pam, but her successor and followers, so that there's some guidance as to what they can spend.
Yeah.
And I think it's been helpful, and it hasn't been articulated. We don't want to just give a carte blanche to any future commissioner, or I'm sorry, any superintendent, but we trust Pam implicitly that this is not just for her, but also for any followers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's some value in plugging in some numbers.
And also, you know, looking forward, this is a dynamic framework, too. If we find that it's going to be abused by the individual because a lot of it relates to the individual, we can change it, darn it.
And when rent goes up, as this place gets more and more popular, we'll have to change some numbers.
Well, that's it.
But
yes,
ma'am. Jerry will have a chart, and he has more things to put on his chart. So I thought it'd be good to leave it as the same chart format. And then some of these things, there's not a lot that changes. But like I say, as the community grows, and you can come and change the amounts, but it just keeps it in a good format.
And the numbers obviously make sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
And the emergency issue, anyone have a, I thought that was important. If we'd have dropped this chart, the emergency issue was going to become another paragraph. But, you know, if it's February and we're all in Mazatlan, oh, two of us are in Mazatlan, two are in wherever else they are, and an emergency happens, you can't get a hold, and we need to do something. So anyway, we put that in there, and that's up for discussion.
Where does it say, emergency definition is great, but where does it say that? So these are her authorities for a response to emergency. Will not exceed.
No. All of these will not exceed goes down to response to emergency. Response to emergency then has the definitions to waive competitive bids, negotiate and execute all necessary contracts with consultation with the chair or the vice chair. It only has to get a hold of one person to say, we're in an emergency. The building got partially burned or whatever, and we need to vacate it, and you know, or whatever.
So if it's one person, then it should say with consultation or with chair or vice chair.
Oh, it says and, or. Yeah. We meant or.
It says
and or just or.
Or chair, comma, or vice chair. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Chair or vice chair is fine.
Yeah. Okay. Either or.
So I'm just replacing and with or?
Yeah.
Consultation of chair or vice chair.
Yeah. Is that good enough?
That's fine. Okay.
And then the last part of that, actually, the superintendent shall not fail to communicate actions ratified by the commission. It wouldn't be ratified by the commission, would it, if they're only contacting one person?
Unless they get a hold of all of them, then that's it.
Well, all of the commissioners at that next meeting will ratify whatever we had to do, emergency. You still bring it to the commissioners at the next meeting.
So then it should say the superintendent shall not fail to communicate actions.
Common.
And which will or to be ratified by the commission at the next regular commissioner meeting.
I'm inserting to be.
A comma, okay. Yeah. I just make action a singular, and
comma.
And to be ratified.
So I have failed, shall not fail to communicate actions, comma, to be ratified by.
I said action.
Action. Take out the S.
Take out the S.
Comma, to be ratified.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Is there anything else to process on this?
Do I have any comments?
So, Apple, before you wrote, we just went through punctuation, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. We can't take action on this, obviously, but if we're ready, we can set this aside and move to the bylaw.
We can.
Warren, do you want to present this?
Mark?
Go ahead.
Mark did a bunch of this work. I did some of this work. I did most of the delegation stuff. We're just looking at making things easier and more direct, basically, and clarifying some stuff. Mark?
Yeah, I just maybe we can go through page by page on this, or if there are things, notes you've taken and changes you'd like to see or things you'd like to discuss, we could approach it that way. What do you prefer?
Well, I think
page by page.
To accommodate expediency, no, I don't think so. You know, personally, I only speak for myself. There's only one proviso at the very end of this document.
You didn't grab the other one.
It's going to engender discussion, and that is, we need to revise the bylaws in the future versus having to wait multiple meetings.
Yeah, there's that, and I'd also like to talk about the cell phone policy.
Yeah, so I think we can pick and choose.
Okay, I'm going to close this door.
Could you guys just humor me and try to use the mics
sure.
to see if they work?
So am I.
I know it's not very convenient, but it's a good time to practice.
In my re-review of this draft document this morning, became even more impressed how well written it is and comprehensive and understandable. So I want to thank you, Warren, and Mark, and Nathan, too, for your work product.
Yeah, I appreciate Nathan's contributions
as
well as
Apple's. Nathan needs to stand up and take a bow on this one, actually.
He did that, actually, before he showed up.
Oh, well, he should take another one.
Matter. So your idea, Mark, I think, in terms of, pick and choose comments to be made. I know there are some other comments that folks have talked about. So you want to start off that process with the cell phone thing?
Yeah, as soon as I find it here, I'll be glad to do that.
While you're looking, I have two little spelling things.
Okay, let's go for that first.
That's easy. So page 4 and page 5, they both reference the chair. All the other places say chairperson with capital C.
Okay. There are a couple different... There's two different versions of this. Which one are you using?
I'm using the one with the gray and the yellow changes.
It was in the packet?
That's okay. In the packet. I can tell you exactly where it is. So number 4, page 4, like the fourth line down from the bottom, on number two, it says the chair may utilize unanimous consent.
I see.
So it should say chairperson, capital C.
Or?
Unless you change everything else. And all the rest say chairperson. Just to make it the same. And if you're ready, page five.
Okay, so the chair may utilize unanimous consent for approving motions. What's the change there? I'm sorry. Period?
Capital C, chairperson, instead of just chair, just to make it compatible with all the rest of the document.
Okay.
Calls him the chairperson, not the chair. And page five is the same. It's under C, executive sessions, number three. Same thing. It says made by the chair, and it should say made by the chairperson.
Okay.
Really small, but there you go.
And the cell phone thing, Mark, is 3.5, right below that?
Okay.
Okay.
So there was a motion made last year and approved by the board to turn off cell phones so the commissioner's attention is focused on the business at hand and not distracted by others. When a cell phone is in silent mode, it's still functional. And it still could be used as a communication device if it were. Just to eliminate distraction, I think we owe it to the public to keep our focus on business at hand and not to use cell phones on that basis.
Airplane mode, okay?
Off. Yeah. If people have contact issues.
Well, airplane mode is off.
Oh, great, okay. And if there are issues or people are awaiting family news or something like that, it could be made known to family members that Nathan or Pam, who are not commissioners, could be used as points of contact. And if emergency arises, then it would be their discretion, or they would receive that information. So nothing would be lost in terms of emergency contact.
No. I tend to take notes on my cell phone, for my own reference, and I keep it in airplane mode, so I'm not receiving anything incoming. Does that bother you?
And that's what it does. It just turns off the transmitter mode.
Sure.
So the computer aspect of the cell phone still is operational. You just can't communicate with it.
Yeah, I guess it would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. What are the rest of you think? What are your thoughts, Alan? Look for your thought.
No, I'm fine with that.
How about Nathan, Pam? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's fine.
So airplane mode.
Shall we put cell phones in airplane mode?
Shall we say?
And then allows you
except for mine. I'm leaving mine on silent so that somebody with a real emergency can get
us. If it's in airplane mode, you don't have access to your cellular data or to the internet.
And no alarms going off? No,
nothing will ring. Nothing will notify you. It's right. Just that there's a notes function that I like to write things in.
Yeah.
And so.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Okay, so in airplane mode then?
That'd be great.
Okay, and then also on page five.
Just one more second. And what's the downside? So what happens if someone out there does it?
Does what? Oh, but we're just talking about ourselves.
Well, no, it says attendees.
Oh, it's also the general
personnel.
Yeah,
on duty.
Commissioner.
So we just ask them to please turn off your cell phone. It's typically, or often it's...
Put it in airplane mode.
Often it's announced at the beginning of a meeting, please turn off your cell phones, whatever role that takes. If you want to say, please put your phones in airplane mode, whatever.
Well, that's inconsistent with the applicable, potentially the applicable directive for the commission, so I think...
Make it the same.
Yeah, applies to the audience.
Sure.
Well, it's going to be the same, because it's going to say up here, airplane mode, and you don't want to split it out. Commissioners have to have it in airplane mode, and attendees can do this, and other person, so
no, it makes
more sense.
That's what I said in far fewer words, actually.
Okay.
I would suggest that there should be a comma. Paragraph 3.5, after the word courtesy, the first line, as a courtesy comma, commissioners, attendees, and all other personnel shall place their phones in airplane mode, except for emergency respondents, communication devices.
So I've got as a courtesy comma, commissioners comma, attendees comma, and all the personnel shall put cell phones in airplane mode.
Or turn off. Turn off or place it. Whatever's fine. Okay. What do you want to, just airplane mode is fine?
Yeah, I think it serves a purpose beautifully, actually.
All right. On the formatting, section four, that should probably be placed on the page following. It's just floating. That header's just floating at the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
In the version without all of the edits, those kinds of things are all different.
Oh, I'm just looking at the one you gave us in our packets.
Yeah. Yeah, but once you take out all those crossed out sections,
okay,
the,
everything moves up.
Okay. You'll make it look pretty.
Yeah, I'll make it all pretty.
Okay. Good.
Make it look pretty.
I didn't think we did.
No, the reason we can get into that, in fact, are we at the point of discussing the vice chair?
I just didn't recall electing one, and I'm reading about this vice chair in this document.
Well, we can't elect one until we have one. So the bylaws.
We got to have the bylaws first.
That would be in June, and it would be also probably to the June meeting where we would nominate.
And the purpose of the vice chair is to act on behalf of the chair if the chair is not available.
Right. That's right. And this is very common. It's unusual we don't have it.
That change is in Article 2, Section 2. Looks like it's 2.3 and 2.5 of Section 2. So on the very, I think it's the second page on the modification list one, and I don't know what page it is on the other one.
So the idea then is that we will approve this and we will then elect a vice chair.
Correct.
Yeah, is there anything else?
The bylaws amendment, page 14, Article 5. The suggestion I had was to have it read, these bylaws may be amended by resolution of the board, introduced at a regular meeting, and adopted by a majority vote. Period. So it gives you the option to adopt it during that meeting or at a subsequent meeting. It's a regular meeting. It says it needs to be done at a regular meeting. It needs to be done by resolution, and it can be adopted, but it strikes that it has to be waited at another meeting. And then leave in major changes to multiple sections shall require as part of the resolution review of the entire bylaws, so that would still have to be done.
So
it basically gives the board a choice of amending it at that meeting or next meeting. It doesn't matter.
So what do you all think about that?
I think it's, for minor changes, absolutely. The system that we're operating under now is awkward. It just kind of runs things out for no good purpose. It's a wholesale revision of the bylaws, and you could wait at hiatus of 30 days for the next regular meeting. But I think that the board should have the choice to do whatever, minor stuff, major stuff.
Do these need to be reviewed before we take action?
What's that?
Do these need to be reviewed by legal before we then act upon them?
Legal hasn't reviewed these bylaws at all, have they, Mark?
No, but these are derived from attorneys who, in significant measure, follow boilerplate as they make these
things. Well, a lot of it's driven by RCWs, too.
Actually, it is reviewed by an attorney who's sitting in our midst.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We can't wear too
many
hats.
Used, I know. We took all. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to repeat what Mark just said.
The board's legal counsel, not specifically.
Yeah, I think previous versions, like the 2017 version, was reviewed by counsel, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. So basically, you haven't gone astray in any significant way. You've added things that really have fewer little legal connotations, so I think we're safe.
So just setting aside for the moment this issue that's been raised here by Rebecca, it sounds like a good idea if we just run this past Richard Davis
Well, how about Oscar?
Or Oscar, yeah. Oscar would be a no-fee option.
Well, that's it. So he's closer to PhDs than Richard is in a lot of ways.
Okay, so whatever we end up, our work product today then would be forwarded to Oscar Ray for his review before our next meeting?
Yeah, we'll do it before so we can vote on the thing.
Oh, sure, yes. Yeah, in the next 30 days or so.
Okay. And then, Nathan?
10 days.
This revised version, as we have it, would be posted to the website so that people can take a look at it before June 22nd meeting?
If he requests any changes, it's another month.
I'm sorry, Mark. I was thinking about the previous thing because we did ask Oscar about that question. Chairman Edwards directed me to ask Oscar about how quickly a PhD board can adopt new bylaws changes, and we did get guidance from him that there is no legal rule for that. So,
okay. But I think what Mark is alluding to is toes to nose review by counsel.
Right. That's what we're talking about is Oscar
can review the whole thing.
You can review the thing, the bylaws, and then we'll get those back from him and then post that work product to the website for public review before our meeting on the 22nd.
I am concerned that a review of our entire bylaws may exceed the consultation parameters of MRSC. I can certainly ask, and I will, but if he says that kind of exceeds his mandate, do you want our district attorney to review it? Are you willing to pay for that?
It's only 15 pages.
Well, I think the concept, it makes sense to me. So if Oscar Ray says no, you know, MRSC can't handle this, then I think it would be appropriate to talk Richard Davis to have him review it.
I concur. But we can't take action on this.
How much are we talking about?
I don't know. The review is at all.
We can.
I mean, I just hate spending any more money on anything that we don't need to.
I agree.
If these were totally reviewed by an attorney the last time, and we've made some changes, but a lot of it's been, you know, I mean, there's not substantial legal changing.
Yeah, wordsmithing.
Then I don't see why we should spend the money to do that.
Yeah, we have an attorney on this. It's one of the benefits of having a doctor and an attorney, and I think Apple's been instrumental in creating this document as well. So he's bringing forward his background and perspectives as we drafted this. So there's a certain process involved here that I think is acceptable to me in any case. But if you want further review, then I'm not opposed to that.
So why don't we split the baby, and that is, if Oscar Ray will handle it, have him handle it.
If not,
pro bono, basically. And if not, then we'll just drop the matter.
How about this? If,
I agree.
If Oscar will look at, just ask Oscar to look at major concepts, not wordsmith or anything.
Okay, good.
And if he all of a sudden says, well, this is worrisome to me.
He won't.
If he says that,
okay,
then go to Davis.
Fair enough. Well,
that sounds good.
We do incur say, expenses.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's, on 1.1, I would change that. Bylaws may be introduced at a regular meeting. It may be introduced and amended at a regular meeting by resolution of the board. Because the way it reads right now, my mother would say the board needs to be introduced at a regular meeting and adopted. My mother was an English teacher.
I like that phrase better. So can you reread that for Nathan to...
These bylaws may be introduced and amended by resolution of the board at a regular meeting. Period.
So these changes, or bylaw changes, may be introduced?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Bylaw changes.
Okay. These
period. Major changes to multiple sections. Multiple sections always creates an argument point. One section, two is multiple of one. You might want to say two sections, three sections.
No,
I don't know.
It depends on the change.
What if you might not want to even bring it up, that you could just, you know, or you can say if two members of the board feel that it should be sat on for a month and then redone, so that if there's a minority issue, that it can be discussed. That
It does say
you can do it either way. None of it's illegal, but I mean, some of it's just more.
It does say that, though. It says by a majority vote. So if a majority doesn't vote to adopt them, then obviously there's a problem, and we need to go, you know, change. Yeah, put it out need, another month.
You would need a majority to
pull that off. You need a majority.
Yeah. A minority doesn't have a voice in and of itself in terms of board action.
According to that book I've been reading, that everyone got.
You're reading the wrong book.
So changes could be discussed and processed as a board, and a vote taken, a motion made, and a vote taken concerning those changes. And if it's a majority in favor of the changes, we're good to go, is what I'm hearing, instead of
waiting another month or 2 months or whatever it turns out to be.
Okay, so then the
change. That sound more.
That's fine.
Okay, good. So then it would read like this. Bylaw changes may be
introduced and amended.
Okay, introduced and
by resolution of the board, period. At a regular meeting of the board, period.
And adopted by a majority vote.
Right.
Yeah, comma, by a majority vote.
And then drop out all the subsequent stuff.
Actually, we pull out the comma after adopted. At a regular meeting and adopted by a majority vote.
Period. That's the end of the paragraph?
Yeah. Yeah. No, then major changes. I think we need that last sentence. Major changes to multiple sections shall require, as part of the resolution, review of the entire bylaw.
Well, I think that's what you were just saying, Apple, is that if you say it's a majority vote, if there are multiple sections and there's major changes, the majority are probably not going to vote to approve it unless they're happy with it.
There's the word probably.
Well, sentence notes a different thing, and that is if you're going to make major changes, then you are obligated to do a toes-to-nose review and make sure that all those changes are in context and internally consistent.
Exactly.
I think that's a good sentence.
That's the intent.
Yeah.
Or how about instead of major, substantive, which is a lot of what we've been doing is wordsmithing.
Yeah, I like
that. Yeah,
substantive
like that
is a better term.
I agree.
But Nathan can't spell that.
When I can turn on my phone, I'll find it.
Well,
spell
that's
it
after the meeting.
So the second sentence, Apple, how do you want that to read? Can you clarify?
Well, substantive changes.
Substantive changes.
Shall require, as part of the resolution, review of the entire bylaws. Or substantive changes to more than two sections.
At
the kind of discussions that we have, we could probably handle one substantive changes. But if you're starting to move two or three around, then I sort of have to go back and say, well, if I change that, what does that do to everything before? And it takes it, and it's, that's hard, you know, in 104 to juggle those things in my mind anymore. So
if we say multiple sections, should we leave that in place? If it's two
substantive changes to more than one section will require, as part of the resolution, review of the entire bylaws.
Okay.
More than one.
Would you like me to read what I have?
That'd be great.
Okay, 1.1. These bylaws may be introduced and amended by resolution of the board at a regular meeting and adopted by a majority vote. Substantive changes to more than one section shall require, as part of the resolution, review of the entire bylaws. There is something.
Yeah. I like that.
Did he use a fancy word?
He did.
Okay. I even spelled it right.
He put the emphasis on a different syllable.
Yeah, he capitalized it. Substantive.
Emphasis.
Yeah.
I had a question about something on page 8, section 5 of regarding quorum. The majority of the persons holding the office of district commissioner shall constitute a quorum of the board for the transaction of business or motions. And the motions is an addition?
It's an addition.
In this draft?
Yeah, because sometimes they're two different things. Not all business entails motions. But motions, I think, need to be included as a function of the majority of the board. But we have to have a quorum before we could take enact motion. We wouldn't even be meeting without a quorum, so it's almost a moot point.
And then it says no resolutions shall be adopted without a majority of the whole commission. And so I'm wondering about the word whole in this context.
So that, yeah, a majority of all five.
Yeah, correct. So three out of five. specific to a resolution.
I understand, but the previous one is saying with quorum, and this is regarding a resolution versus a motion. So, and then resolutions require a majority vote of the whole commission, and the whole commission could just constitute a quorum, not necessarily the whole commission.
No. It's a whole commission, five commissioners.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for resolution.
So while a motion requires a simple majority of a quorum. So, I mean, we ran into this problem with the appointments mm-hmm. about whether or not they were resolutions or motions, and there wasn't any real...
Yeah, resolutions typically are dictated by RCWs. Mm-hmm. This has to be a resolution, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And motions basically take up the slack.
So that's great. Less
so this last part is the addition to this
draft. Yes, it is, yeah. And the intent is to try to resolve that ambiguity.
Clearly.
I think that language was drawn from the AWPHT legal manual.
Yeah.
It was.
It is. You know, if you don't know what they're talking about, it is vaguely ambiguous, but that is the terminology that's used.
Yeah.
It was also communicated to us via email from Oscar Ray.
Yeah.
So with that specific language and differentiation between a motion and a resolution.
Just went out again.
We don't want to do that movie. Yeah.
Go in and
well, we don't need to.
Well, yeah, we're just trying to make it very plain in the Bible. Yeah.
This mic's went out again.
So, I'm going to bring it up. Would we want to put an official definition of resolution and motion in here as just stick it in? This is what, when we say the word resolution, this is what we mean, and motion, this is what we mean as per the RCW, a definitional statement so that in the future someone starts arguing, oh, it's here. And they can
but
just,
it refers to the RCW.
Right,
so
but
if
they have it right
up
in front of you, then you have to go look up to your RCW
right,
and turn on your cell phone
then
or your computer.
But RCW is subject to change, though. That's so
yeah.
It's a danger in citing it word by word at this date.
Uh-huh.
You know, it might be different 2 years from now or amended.
That's what I was going to say is the change. If we constantly go by, if we always go by the RCW and we just refer to the RCW, this. If we start explaining all the RCWs in here, it would be another 40 pages. I mean, look
and
at
I
it.
I only bring it up for resolution motion because it's been an issue in the past and it's come up just recently. That was my only point. But I'm not going to skip
yeah.
a heartbeat.
There's clarification. That's you guys are trying to clarify things here, and I think that that's worthy considering just what I saw in terms of the legal bills for public record requests. I do think the point of motions versus resolutions might be.
A resolution is always in a written form and is assigned a resolution number. So it's written down and it's assigned a number. A motion is when the commissioners during a meeting make a motion. It's first, it's seconded, it's discussed, and then it's adopted. There's not a written, usually not a written beforehand. But if you're going to do a resolution, it is always numbered. And it's written into the form of a resolution. I don't know if that helps.
Yeah. No, I can see that this graph
right.
is a result of that situation, and I'm just making note that like the word motion has been added, and
yeah.
resolutions are being explained.
Is there a word you prefer that would make it more clear to you mm-hmm. or to others?
So the value of this language is that we're getting it right from the AWPHD office, and so it's been reviewed. It's part of their legal manual. So there's value in that, just taking it as it is. If we tweak it, and we can, we're freestyling, and that's something to consider. We're permitted to do that. But in my view, I think it's as it is. I think it's sufficient. But if others want to add or subtract, this is a great time to do it. We still have lots of time to think about it.
I think that if you're pulling this out of, you know.
I'm going to hate to say this. Do you
want to
make a motion?
No, can't do that.
Hard.
It's hard. Especially
I know. I know.
Read your book.
I know. I was just.
The motion is something.
It's that second sentence that's drawn.
Could just arise from the regular meeting. I move that we finish the meeting before 9 p.m. Something of that nature. That's a facile example, but whereas a resolution is written in advance, it's assigned a resolution number by PAM and circulated to the commissioners for their consideration before the meeting. And then, so it's a more formal, would you say, PAM, a more formal approach to taking action.
I think, too, one of the reasons why I thought that you should just refer to the RCW is because in here, in the original change, we referred to an RCW for the remuneration that commissioners got, which is $114, which is changing in July. So we would have to change our bylaws in a month.
We're getting a pay cut?
Yeah, we're getting a pay cut. I think it goes up to 121 or something. But that's the reason, because once the RCWs change, then we have to constantly go back and see what RCW we referred to and change it.
Okay. Yeah, and that was actually a consideration in 2017 when the bylaws were revised. And council advised us to refer to the RCW and not quote it, because it's a dynamic and you're forever going to have to go back, just like Rebecca said, to change doggone bylaws.
That's right.
To be compliant in terms of verbiage.
Yeah, and we remember the contributions that you and Attorney Barbara Sharp made in working on this is just standing on the shoulders of that work.
Yeah.
And of course, with the contributions of another attorney and Dr. Appleton.
A lot of it was taken from that bylaws that our attorney passed along to us, too.
Written.
Yeah, the written bylaws.
I would like to add my thanks to those people on this board who worked on these. This is a lot of work.
And so Nathan Dr. and Pam, too.
Now, there's one thing in there that didn't come up yet. Is I would like in here that we could outlaw California Angels and Boston Red Sox hats.
You may not a lot.
We get an objection.
We'll consider that.
I don't want to write Tigers on here.
With regards to the bylaws or superintendent's job description at all? Okay, well, we can adjourn this meeting. This is a special session, and we're now anticipating starting the regular scheduled meeting at 5 o'clock, allowing Pam and Nathan to incorporate the changes that were suggested here into the hopefully final draft bylaws and job description. Meeting is adjourned.